Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, I'm a sucker for you. Tom and Laura in the morning. Do you have alligators in Elysburg?
No, luckily. Thank goodness.
No. We have deer here.
We do. Actually, I saw a deer parade this morning on my way here.
Okay, so I missed it. I must have been too early, but they like to just walk about up here on the hill. It's beautiful.
It's the same ones that we see. You can kind of recognize
them. Watch them grow up.
Yeah. Yep, there's a big dude, like the big buck. He's the big papa in charge.
Big dude.
Okay. And then there's like a middle guy, and then there's like the young one with just the spindles.
You think the middle guy is actually the mom?
No, he has antlers. There's three with antlers.
You said
There were four mamas. There were four female behind. So there were basically like seven hanging out. And then way off in the field, I could see two more. And as I was coming up the hill, I was like, you guys are going to cross the road. I know you are.
Yeah, and they're looking at you.
So I slow way down.
Hey, guys, it's the blue Subaru.
Yep. Let's say good morning. Big Papa starts to cross. He turns and he looks at me and he gives me like the nod. Like, hey, what's up?
Hey,
how you doing? And then follows middle dude. And then spindly. Doesn't have any branches yet. Just one little.
Just two little nubbies there.
They're
top
not
of his
nubbies.
Head?
No, they're tall.
Okay.
But they're thin.
Okay.
And then all of their groupies, the girls, followed suit.
See, sometimes they're in our yard here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're standing in the driveway and you have to creep up the driveway and you have to just, I roll out down the window. I go, hey guys, coming through. And
they're
just like, whatever.
No, I talk to them. See, like now, I say, like, you got to move.
Now, Matt, the news guy.
He yells.
He's like, stupid deer.
I
have to get out of the way. So I'm thinking to myself this morning, what would Matt do if we had alligators?
I think he would be a bit more respectful of the alligators.
Because
here he comes now.
Because deer are just, especially up here on Blue Hill, deer are just like casual. They're like, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Here comes news guy Matt. What's up, bud? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them standing in the driveway. They're like,
all the time. This morning in our driveway, there were lots of bunnies.
Yeah. But alligators, now we're talking. I mean, that's why I would never move to Florida.
Nope.
You come out in the morning to get in your car and there's an alligator laying there. It's like, oh, like a deer will startle you. But most of the time they don't care.
An alligator will eat you.
Yes.
Not if you run it over though.
Oh my Lord.
I mean, I'm just pointing it out there. I don't know if I necessarily do it, but you can use your car as a weapon in this case
as long as you stay
inside said vehicle.
Do you know what we shouldn't
do?
We shouldn't build major cities on swampland.
Well, that's what we did with Florida. You're absolutely right.
I'm just saying.
But that's why I, at the opening here, I said,
like,
you don't have
Florida?
Any alligators in Elysburg, right? We don't have to worry about there's
unless
none in Point Township, right?
Nothing like
in
Norton.
As far as I'm aware.
Okay.
Unless there's some living in the sewers that they came from New York City. Like rumor has it, from the pet stores.
Movie, yeah,
crocodiles
yes.
and alligators.
So here's the deal. You come out your door in Florida, and there's like an alligator eating your lab. You know, like chasing your lab.
That's not funny. That happens in Florida.
It did happen. That's what I'm getting to. It's crazy.
The homeowner let the dog out. The dog jumped in the canal. Homeowner heard a commotion and ran out. Saw the alligator had the dog. He
had the dog
in
his mouth.
That's not
pry
funny.
The alligator's mouth open.
So the guy jumps in the canal and starts beating the alligator.
Either prying the mouth open or scratched up during the event, but he did receive minor injuries.
I saw the gator on Sunday. I had a friend come over Monday and build this fence because I have two dogs, and it was scary. It was very scary.
I got an idea. Don't live there. Or don't let your dog out in the yard.
Here's the thing. Murphy's in an alligator's mouth. I'd be punching it in the head, too.
Oh, I know you would.
You have to flip them over. They go to sleep.
I know one way to put them asleep, but we'll let that go.
Oh, boy.
Me too, Matt. I'm with you. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. What a day today. It's a Try It Tuesday, and I see a pan full of something. I have no idea. Should we eat it?
Well, you know what? It actually smells okay. It actually smells like something, so
thank
I think
you,
we're
Matt.
All good.
She's within striking distance, buddy. Careful. Laura brought in some homemade goodies, and he goes, it actually smells.
Well, just because when we put Laura in healthy, sometimes that doesn't mix for you and me.
Well, yeah, there is that healthy factor.
Here's the thing. It is a triple berry protein breakfast cake.
Okay.
Okay, you said protein and cake in the same title.
Yes.
That is possible?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
the
so we're
going to... The basis of the batter is actually a plant-based protein powder, whole wheat flour.
Are we supposed to know this, Matt?
I used flax as opposed to eggs. So
I figured there was going to be some sort of wheat flax. Germ, flax seed,
instead
something.
Of an egg?
Yep, you use flax seed, ground flax seed instead of an egg.
My throat's starting There's to no close wheat already. Germ.
We've actually had I'm the flax queasy. Seed before in the Laura bars we had a few months
I'm,
back.
I'm feeling,
See?
I'm
the Laura bars
queasy.
Were good.
I do remember the flax seed. That's not terrible.
My tummy Thank is you. Queasy already.
You'll be fine. You're going to love it.
All right. We'll do it. It looks great. We're going to do it later and look for it on Facebook. Also, there's a 100th anniversary of the American Legion coming up.
Ah.
And that's nationwide.
That's cool.
But the people in Danville at Post 40 have decided to throw a party this Saturday called 40 Fest.
All right.
And they're bringing in the stage.
Mm-hmm.
A mobile stage and putting it up on the Danville soccer complex. And it's going to be like... Who needs Woodstock, right? It's going to be a show all day long, a party to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Danville American Legion.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. We got some tickets to give away. True story. I guess 100 years ago in Danville, they had a five-day party at the end of the war. A five-day party.
All right, that's a pretty epic end to that.
That's awesome.
So it was at the end of World War One. So... 100 years later, count them, 100 years later, the Legion goes to Danville and says, hey, we want to have a five-day party.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we did 100 years ago. And I guess Danville says, no, you have a one-day party. So that's what they're doing.
But we're going to go all day, so.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going. I'm
Very
excited.
Cool.
I'm excited. So we have a chance for you to win coming up this morning also. We got any news coming up?
We do. Plenty of it, actually.
All right. News, sports, and weather next.
You have significant home maintenance.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Hey, we were just talking about this 40 Fest party that's coming to Danville. Check it out. Runaway Stroller, our buddy Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentleman.
Those dudes are cool. How about Kinsey?
Kinsey, another local band. Very cool. A country band out of the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area will be there. Sucker Punch will be there. And the headliner is a band from California called Liliac.
It's going to be awesome.
It starts at like, I don't know, the gates open at like noon. The music starts at 1. It goes until maybe 10 o'clock at night.
Basically, they couldn't party for multiple days, so they are throwing one heck of a party for one day only, and it's this Saturday.
This Saturday, the Danville Soccer Complex, the 100th anniversary of American Legion Post 40. They're calling the concert 40 Fest.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Hey. Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What do we do?
We have a pair of tickets and we want to hook somebody up, especially this weekend's going to be beautiful. Why not party outside in Danville? Be caller number 4 right now in the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Let me tell you a thing or two about
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. 7 o'clock news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. What's going on with American Idol? I'm so upset. Okay, actually, I don't care.
Just kidding.
It's the 18th season, and we don't know what's going on yet.
Just kidding. Now, if Matt the News Guy were in here, he's busy in the newsroom.
Yeah, he hates on Katy Perry.
He hates... Oh, here he is.
Oh, here he comes. No, don't say anything.
Shh, don't... Okay,
I'll just
talking.
Say it. I'll say it slowly.
We're talking about American Idol.
American Idol has announced their judges for next season, the 18th year.
Okay.
Even though they say they can't afford it, they will be bringing back Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan.
Good. So except Katy Perry's annoying, but, you know.
There it is. I know. We don't want to get him upset. It's a little too early to have his blood pressure that high.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Katy Perry and invite her over to Matt's house for a cookout.
She would probably really appreciate that. Isn't she just like originally some kind of local...
Yeah,
small
just,
town girl.
Yeah, she'd like it.
Maybe I'll knock some sense back into her.
Isn't she from Utah? Wait, where is she from originally?
I don't know. Time to Google.
All right.
In the meantime, Ryan Seacrest, his status is still up in the air.
Really?
Yeah, ABC.
He's too pricey, dude.
He needs to go away, too. He's annoying. An ABC executive said, quote, "I don't believe he'll be missing. We're in ongoing conversations with Ryan about returning, and I'm hopeful that he will." End quote.
I wonder if he's tired of the travel from coast to coast.
Bouncing back and forth like that, yeah.
Between New York and L.A.?
I'll do the show. Give it to me. You know, I'm no young guy, but...
I actually don't mind Seacrest that much. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't like the Kardashian show because I think that's just a brain-dead show, but that's just me.
How is Ryan Seacrest the executive producer for, like, everything under the sun on the E! Network?
He's just Mr. Hollywood, man.
When did he become the new Dick Clark?
He
this is.
Is
what I want to know. Anyway...
Katy Perry was born in 1984 in Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, she's a Cali girl.
Yes.
Oh, that's probably why she wrote the California Girls song that butchers the Beach Boys classic.
But the reason why I thought she was from Utah is because her family was incredibly conservative.
I thought
that she was Mormon. She is not.
No.
But incredibly conservative originally. Uh-huh.
So they're back. Except for Seacrest.
I feel like they could probably get away with having like an unknown become the host.
That's where I come in.
No, I can see you doing
from Sunbury, Pennsylvania to Hollywood.
I mean, go for it, Tom.
I think I'll try.
I have at it.
Print my resume. I got a good feeling right now. I got a feeling we're going up the hill.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What caller we take?
Caller number 9 on the Ford Fun Line, of course.
All right. Like the man said, 1-800-326-94KX. Let's do a coaster pack.
Good luck.
This is the
94KX. This is caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. Where are you calling from, bud?
Marion Heights.
Marion Heights. You like the roller coasters over at Knoebels?
Yes.
They're higher than them hills in the cold region, ain't they?
Yeah.
You're on your way to Knoebels.
Awesome.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
CVS is launching its own membership program that comes with free home delivery. Yep, they'll deliver within a 10-mile radius or roughly the length of one receipt.
Oh. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's almost time for the birthday buddies, but we like to look at musical celebrities that are celebrating a birthday today, just to give Laura and news guy Matt the odd opportunity to sing.
You know, always.
We haven't gotten to sing recently.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Well, you'll get your chance today, young lady.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yay.
Unless I skip this one.
No, don't skip it. Come on now, Tom.
Celebrating her 47th birthday today, Jerry Hollowell, known as Ginger
yeah,
Spice.
Tell me what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I want you to stop right now. Although you guys did nail it, it was very cheesy. I love it.
I like how you test my musical knowledge, though, to see if I burst into song.
Okay, here's one. Randy DeBarge is 61 years old today.
Hold the phone. I should know this.
He, Randy, along with his brothers Chico, Mark, Bobby, James, and L. DeBarge, were the group DeBarge back in the 80s.
It's the rhythm of the night.
Yes.
It's the rhythm of the night.
I feel my stomach turning.
Oh. It is Chico. The birthday buddy.
Chico DeBarge. Chico was married to Janet Jackson for a hot second.
Like 16 days.
Yeah, and I called him and I said, get away from her, she's mine. It was weird.
You keep saying that, Tom, but last I checked, Janet still hasn't called.
Thanks
yeah, I was
going to
say,
me.
Yeah.
I'll just be over here
she's
in the corner.
She's not feeling the Rhythm Nation that is Tom Morgan. She's not feeling it at all.
Hey, friends. We have guests in the studio.
We do. They are coming up next with Tom and Laura Live, but we're going to give them the opportunity to say it's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddy.
Yes.
There we go.
Happy birthday to Amanda Johnson from Watsontown. She's 34.
A very happy birthday to Seth Hornberger from Mifflinburg, 27 today.
Jillian Eister from Sunbury is 37. Happy birthday.
Andy Willard from Herndon is the nifty 50.
Ryan Champ is 35 today.
Kalisha Wright from Swangle is 25. Happy birthday.
Ashley Wary from Treverton is 31 today.
Nicole Doak from Sealands Grove is 53.
Stanley Geiswhite from Sunbury is 57. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Carmen Rowe. Rao from Sealands Grove. She's 63.
A very happy birthday to Michelle Mull from Freeburg, 52 today.
Stephanie James from Sealands Grove is 56. Happy birthday.
Jason LeMay is 42 today. Happy birthday.
Michelle Johnson from Shamokin is 47.
Nothing on the text club.
That's all we've got.
All right, but everybody has a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddy.
Yeah. I'm 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Katy Perry waking up in Vegas. I still think she should wake up on News Guy Matt's back porch. That would be funny. Anyway.
You just love to poke the bear, don't you?
Is Matt the bear?
He is a little bit when it comes to Katy Perry.
I don't seem intimidated by Matt.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy, but he just does not appreciate her or her sense of humor.
No, he doesn't. He has to come around. Hey, we got two good guys in the studio right
we
now.
Do.
National night out.
Nathan Morgan, who's the owner of Burns Taekwondo and also a board member for the Snyder County Coalition for Kids. And I don't know, should I call you the Honorable Mike? Well, what do you call a
Nathan's
DA?
Nathan's not a no.
Or Esquire. What is it? Something?
Mike is fine.
See,
answer anything. Just don't call me late for supper.
There you go. I got this wrong yesterday. I didn't know how.
That was Corporal.
I know, but we know Miss Travis. So it's like, hey, Travis. And he's like, hey, what's going on? But then on the air, it was like, what are you again? A corporal, lieutenant, a major?
Corporal Burrows.
Yeah, he's a good guy, too.
Exactly.
But Mike, thanks for coming in. Nathan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah. Good to see you.
We're talking about National Night Out, which is tonight for most locations. But our friends in Snyder County like to be a little bit different. And I have to agree, it works for them.
It works for us. Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
We're doing all right.
So when is the National Night Out in Snyder County? Because it's not tonight.
Snyder County Night Out is next Tuesday, August 13th at East Snyder Park. But I'll put a plug in. Tonight is the traditional night, so Lewisburg, Sunbury, McClure are all hosting events tonight. But Snyder County Night Out is next Tuesday, 4 to 7 at East Snyder Park.
I feel like the kids should listen up right now because this is a great example of cooperation between local neighboring cities and municipalities. It's the perfect example. Lewisburg has a great event tonight. We talked to Trooper Burrows yesterday. Mm-hmm. Sunbury and McClure, like Mike said, also great events. But not every organization can go everywhere, and the resources get thin.
There's only so many state police helicopters and
there's
stuff like that.
There's only so many life flights.
Yeah, exactly. So if the kids in certain communities want to see this and stay at home at the same time, it's a great idea what they're doing in Snyder County.
So what's happening this year in Snyder County in exactly a week?
Oh, we're going to have, I believe, did we confirm the mounted unit, I believe, is coming?
Wow.
Yeah, we'll have horsies. We'll have horsies. Helicopters. We're going to have walking tacos, hot dogs, nachos, cotton candy, popcorn. We're going to have fire trucks, ambulances.
Police. Everything's free.
Everything's free. Yeah. We're going to have about 50 different organizations and agencies with activities, games for the kids. Inflatable bounce, not houses. They're slides.
Okay.
They're obstacle courses. That's the word I'm looking
for. Yeah, there you go.
We're going to have demonstrations by Burns Taekwondo kids. We're going to have a demonstration by K-9 Leo with the Snyder County Sheriff's Department. We're very excited about
that. Nice.
The Seals Grove Area Marching Band is going to be there.
There you go.
Very cool.
That's become an annual event. Love having the kids from the band out. That's a highlight. The Honor Guard from the VFW for the National Anthem. Holy cow, I can't list it all.
Yeah.
And much, much more.
And the key point is it's free and for the entire community. So tonight, Lewisburg, McClure, Sunbury, next week, Snyder County. But Nathan, you're a board member for the Snyder County Coalition for Kids. And if people aren't familiar with that organization, they should become familiar because you guys do great work.
Yeah, we invite anybody that has any questions or would like to know anything about the Coalition for Kids, please contact us. We have our website. I believe you have it there. One of our board members, her great quote is, we want anybody to come help us out that lives, works, plays, or even just cares about Snyder County. And we extend everything, you know, all our events. We welcome people from surrounding counties. We just want our neighbors to get to know each other and learn to work together and be neighborly.
Yeah, perfect.
And it's all about the kids. And these events are all about the kids and kids learning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all about the kids.
Absolutely.
And learning that police officers aren't scary. They get to shake hands, climb into those big things, and you know, get a free walking taco.
They may be the future.
Yeah, we're like in line for the walking taco. They go fast.
Guys, thanks for coming in, and we're going to link up, right?
Yes, we are. It's scc4k.org, Snyder County Coalition for the number 4 kids. Mike and Nathan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thank you for having us.
So the other day I had a party.
News is on the way next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Did you already experience your most adventurous year of your life, Laura?
No.
There's still more to come.
That is shocking for you.
For sure.
More mountains to climb, more jungles to walk through.
Yes, I have many other peaks to check
off
my
list. More countries to visit.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to get to the Atlas Mountains. I need to get to Kilimanjaro. And I need to go back to Everest, to Nepal and head to the Everest region as opposed to the Annapurna region.
Okay. For you guys at the fire company, she's going to be traveling a lot to random exotic places.
Not in 2020, though. We're going to keep it domestic in 2020.
All right.
There you go.
I'm going on record.
Good.
According to a new
study. Bought that dumb house.
According to a new study, age 34 is your most adventuresome year. Laura, you are past 34.
I am.
But still plenty of adventure.
Yeah.
Okay, news guy Matt, this is interesting. You're not there yet.
Yeah, I'm only 26, so I got some time yet.
The three generations of Tom and Laura are right here.
Thomas, how adventurous do you feel?
I just want to take a nap. That's pretty much
it. Oh, so it's over for you.
It's over. I want to sit on the porch and watch people walk by.
I don't think it's ever going to be over for me.
Something tells me no.
I don't think it's ever going to be over for me.
Something tells me you'll be in your elder years and you'll still be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro wherever.
I want to be that lady who, instead
world.
Of living in a nursing home, lives on a cruise ship. Did you read about her?
Yes.
No, I did not.
I did.
Yeah, it's cheaper than paying for like assisted living or full care nursing.
So she cashed it in on a cruise ship and she's there.
And she has a cabin. And there's medical assistance on board. They can check on you. There's call buttons. It's amazing.
Now, I don't think you're supposed to do that, but she was able to financially.
And she still is.
And she's still on the cruise ship.
Life goals.
I don't see you on a cruise ship, though.
No.
You'd have to get off and climb a mountain somewhere.
I would. They'd have to pick me back up.
So Matt's 26. His adventures are still to come.
Yes.
Laura, you're approaching 40.
I know.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. I'm 37.
37?
Yeah.
She's okay with it. And me, I'm approaching 60.
Hey.
We get to have a big old party this December.
This Christmas will be an adventure.
Yes,
oh, boy.
So I guess I'm not done after all.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Kate.
And we're not just literal taste buds.
We're best buds.
And there's nothing that we love more than a
cool,
crisp,
deliciously refreshing Pepsi.
Sure, we live inside your mouth.
But that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the finer things.
Hey, Nate. Pepsi incoming.
Here it comes.
Yeah, it's my life, too, on a Tuesday. Oh, boy. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. You're on the way to work, and we're about to try it Tuesday. And it looks like a cake.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what.
And it smells like it, too.
Shove your nose right in there, Matt.
Gives it the sniff test.
I just got to make sure. You never know with Laura and healthy, so I just got to make sure to see what I'm going up against here.
I'm totally with you on that because healthy sometimes doesn't taste good, but this looks good.
You don't trust me is what it boils down to.
See, you know, you might be right, but I just...
I actually thought about adding some grated zucchini to this.
You know what? Zucchini, it surprised me once, and now I'm okay with zucchini.
I love me some zucchini.
To add some veggies into the mix, but I didn't. I didn't want to zhuzh the recipe too much.
But you did zhuzh it?
Of course. I can never just follow the recipe.
And I'm with you there, too. I do that.
So the recipe, I'll post it in the comments after we go Facebook Live, and we'll share it on the 94KX Instagram as well. But it called for 4 eggs, but I didn't have any.
So what the heck did you use?
So I used a flax seed egg.
What?
And did you know, so if you're vegan, did you know that you can use either chia seeds or flax seeds? And you have, now chia, you don't have to grind. Flax, you do have to grind with some water, and it becomes a gelatinous consistency that then it will help things hold together much like an egg.
So your cake grows hair then, like a chia pet?
Chia.
There it is. And I mean, that's when I start getting nervous.
No.
I didn't think there were eggs out of flaxseed.
Look at Mark Lawrence.
Mark Lawrence is peeking at it now.
I said flaxseed eggs.
A flax egg can be an egg substitute. Now, this is also dairy-free because I did use almond flour and almond milk and coconut oil as opposed to butter.
You love the almond and coconut products, don't you?
I do. And we cut the sugar in half. I did use, it called for regular refined sugar in the original recipe. I healthified it up and instead used some, natural sugar.
Okay.
Like a Splenda?
No.
Natural sugar. I'm sorry.
No, I did not use stevia, although you could. Yes, but not regular brown sugar.
Right. It's just that natural sugar.
That raw, like the sugar in the raw.
Now I understand.
All right. So, like, what? See, this is, I started this segment by saying, hey, that's a good-looking cake. Now I realize there's nothing in it.
It's nothing but fruit, but berries.
You like the milk?
Flaxseed.
You like the almond milk?
Yeah, I thought it was
it's
okay.
It's triple berries, and I used frozen fruit.
Okay,
so it doesn't have to be fancy. So it's blackberries, raspberries, and blueberries.
All right, we're going Facebook Live. We're going to eat
lemon
this.
Juice. Vanilla protein powder.
I'm pretty sure Matt will like it. The jury's still out over here on this side.
We'll let Mark Lawrence weigh in as well.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be great. All right, try it Tuesday. Go to Facebook Live, 94KX.
Today's business.
The Pokemon-themed pop-up restaurant is coming to Kansas City. Their grilled Pikachu is, really tasty. Mild but aggressive.
Instagram actually went down for a few hours. Instagram went down on a Sunday. Everybody eating brunch just looked at each other and said, what's the point? I mean, no one can see my brunch?
On the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning. So you're going on a bus trip. You like bus trips? I mean...
No.
Yeah, I'm cool with them.
You don't like them? Matt's cool?
For the most part, yeah.
Sometimes you go to a ball game, the fire company. I think one of the local fire companies has a Phillies game bus trip coming up, and I'm really considering it.
Actually, that kind of bus trip, I stand corrected. That's fun.
Yeah, because there's a case of beer in every aisle.
There it is.
And you have to worry about fighting traffic after the ball game.
Exactly, and you have a designated driver, friendly bus driver. All right, this happened to a woman traveling through Connecticut.
Oh, boy.
She, for some reason, got trapped in the luggage compartment of the bus, which is, as we all know, underneath the bus. It's not like a carry-on compartment in an airplane. Weird.
I've never seen a bus get pulled over by the police.
Oh my God.
She was on the bus earlier. She had
the cops are pulling over the bus because the lady's down in the luggage compartment calling the cops.
Into the bottom of the bus where they store the luggage.
What?
For some reason, she got trapped there and called the police to say, hey, I'm trapped in this bus. Can you please get me out? And that's when they pulled us over. Why would she go in there? And
so this dude is doing this on social media, Facebook Live, whatever.
In there, and then they closed the door without even noticing that she was in there. And she was knocking the whole time, I guess. We kind of heard a knocking, right? They just closed the door and didn't even check if anybody was in there.
So the lady traveled the state of Connecticut in the luggage compartment.
What?
How?
Why would you crawl in one of those, Matt?
Yeah,
I have to reach my suitcase. It's all the way on the other
side. I guess
side.
There's fault on both sides here. A, why would you get in said compartment at all? How did you even fit in there to me is another question.
Oh, they're big.
And then how do you forget that?
You could live in there.
Like, I don't think you can just do that accidentally.
I don't know. Well, the bus driver was suspended. And
I'm still so confused about how any of this occurred.
Yeah, it's just it's just crazy. So anyway, so the next time, I guess there's a lesson here for all of us. The next time you're going on vacation, stay in the upper part of the bus.
Yeah, don't crawl underneath anything.
That's for luggage.
That's a great rule.
Like, don't crawl underneath
anything.
T. Ross Brothers Construction believes in the meaning of team. Attend their job fair on Wednesday.
I told you guys once, I told you 1,000 times, no yodeling in the studio. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, rewinding to 89. This is going to be a party to end all parties.
A couple of fun facts.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift was born in 1989, so there's that.
So we won't be playing any Taylor Swift music.
But she got her start yodeling, like you said, was not allowed in the studio.
Her and
Leanne Rimes. We maybe could play some Leanne Rimes, but no, probably not. I think what we should do is just dress in our best, get to Sunbury to the amphitheater area, and party like it's 89.
Yep. We're going to party like it's 1989. The 30th anniversary of Riverfest, and we're going to rewind to 89. Beverages will be available. Like Laura said, dress up in your best 80s gear for a chance to win prizes. Including... in on the prize pile, tickets to Brews on Lake Augusta.
That's a great event.
It's a huge prize.
It is.
Party starts at 8 o'clock at the Riverfest stage. Market Street in Sunbury, if you want to call it that. Saturday, August 17th.
Mark your calendars. That's 2 weeks, friends. More details available at WQKX.com.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping it up. It was an okay try at Tuesday.
You know what?
It was good.
You know what?
It was cake.
It was cake for breakfast. Life is too short. Eat dessert first.
Okay.
But this was a very healthy cake.
Speaking of healthy, tomorrow the Wise Market ladies are back.
I bet they will have some healthy recipes for me to try. I know Matt tried the grilled
veggie tacos. They were very refreshing.
Yeah. I just like Catherine and Beth. I don't care what they bring.
Awesome.
I know they always bring a gift card. We give it away on the air. I want to hang with those ladies.
They're
super fun.
Yes.
Always a good time when they come in.
Chad Evans is next. I'm going to force him to try some breakfast cake.
Oh, boy.
Followed shortly by Kyle Alexander.
He's sitting on the couch. He's eyeballing it right now.
He's going to try some, and it's going to be good. It's delicious. It's a healthy breakfast cake. Look at his face.
Yeah. It's good.
No, Mark Lawrence even liked it.
Mark Lawrence tried a bite, and I'm going to have Chad and Kyle try some. We're going to leave a piece for our Amy Knight later on tonight.
There you go, Amy.
Everybody's trying this cake because it's delicious.
And it's good for you.
Yes.
If my mom was here, she
There's
would say
There's lots of fiber in it.
It's good for you. Yeah.
It is lots
Speaking
of good
fiber. Speaking of that, I got to go. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.